Over to the livestock side, saw some cattle numbers, but boy, they waited till way after the markets had closed for some cash trade.
Well, you said that. I mean, way into happy hour on Friday, in fact. When I first, maybe I was a little bit late, but, you know, almost 6 o'clock was when I heard the Kansas trade go to 120. Really neat, pleasant surprise. I think that, you know, we were happy with the week before's progress, where we tacked on almost $4 in some places, and we're thinking, well, we'd be do well to hold steady in here if we didn't put another 1-2 on it. Extremely impressive fundamental cash cattle action. You got a packer, a couple of the major packers particularly, that seem to really have a lot of inventory. Some bought out 2 weeks or even 3 weeks. While I think it's a very poor idea to give away formula cattle priced 2 or 3 weeks away, or when you don't even have to negotiate price, I sure hope our industry doesn't go that way. Then you'll have a hog market if you want something like that, which I don't think we want. But the fact that they're willing to take on inventory, to me, they don't do that if they think they're going to buy them cheaper. Okay, so we've turned the market. I think we're through the big numbers. Box beef's off the lows by $6. I think we bought our way back into the demand game. Exports remain excellent. I just like the cattle. Now we put it on pretty fast. Maybe we pause a little bit, but I sure like the way the market acts.
Over to the cattle. I know USDA, we talked about them a little bit, but USDA's put out that help coming out, and Vilsack and the president also talking about, I think we need to just eat more catfish, huh?
Well, you know, get him a white horse and send him to the rescue. What an awesome deal. To help the people that have been hurt the most by the drought. Are you kidding? I'm sorry. I'm a cattle feeder. I deal with people that feed hogs. These dairy guys are getting hammered. Any segment that's using corn, obviously, is feeling the stress. But anyway, yeah, what the government announced was that they were going to help some segments of those industries, most notably chicken, pork, going to buy some. Catfish is the one that's sticking in my craw, sorry, no pun intended, of whatever. I'm sure that they're having trouble too, but I mean, it just seems to be kind of a petty way to look at it when there's some major industries that probably are suffering just as much, I would suspect. But yeah, that's part of the boost in the pork, though, all kidding aside. And I think you got to look at the pork a little bit, you know, realistically what they're priced at is in relation to the to where the beef is at. You know, certainly the October looks like it does look a bit undervalued.